Congratulations. How's
you
your
can ask. I don't care.
Well, why are you telling her, okay, Ion? I'll tell
because
Ion.
He knows I don't care.
Because it has to be marked. Because it has to be registered, and it has to be marked, and it has to be graduated. So when it comes back, she can say, oh, Ion said this was how this was going to go, and I didn't care, but I know it. I didn't care. I didn't care. All of nonphysical told me I was going to beat you, sons of bitches, and I told nonphysical that I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. That's how I know. I don't care. And so you know, I'm glad to know it, but I don't care to know it. But if I did care, I would be glad to know it.
We got to play that extra. We got to play that on the show, that little extra.
All right. Now, in Toronto, in a place called Cherry Beach, I saw this video. Two guys showed up in a nice Toronto, Canadian, quiet beach that led into a park with those chainsaws. And you look at them, they look rough, creeps from the country or rubes or something. But I was thinking, those are two dead guys because they didn't attack the people. Am I right? They were dead, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were carrying the chainsaws to protect themselves. They didn't know what
that's
humans
right.
would see or do, correct?
That's exactly right.
I think that, Kellen, you might want to look at the video because someone pointed out, well, Scott said, how come the guy filming them isn't running away? And they're not paying attention to the guy doing the taping. Was the guy doing the taping a dead person himself? I'd say no. Let's see what you say. He just was there and stupid enough to stick around. Yeah,
right.
He was just
there.
Just there. And they luckily, because they're dead, they didn't attack him. So he was happy for that.
So far.
But they walked in, scared the people, but they didn't attack. So they were trying to, they got arrested. What's going to happen to them? They're going to sneak away and get jobs? Or are they subject to being, they can't slip out of the prison and between the bars, can they?
Sometimes depends.
Did they want to get arrested?
Conditions.
So they get into our life?
Maybe.
Yeah. And you say King's 2.5. Right, there's an odd. We're going to get more of these crazy things, right? That don't make human sense.
Well, they do to us.
Who does it to us? To you?
It does make sense to us.
Right. Now, Kings 2:5 had something to do with that incident.
Second Kings 5 talks about Naaman.
Right, and we don't have to look that up. It has nothing to do with it. Well, you talked about it in relation to the Egyptian Book of the Dead and whatever was in there that Carol was told. That's what Kings 2:5 is about, not about these chainsaw guys.
Correct, no. But the chainsaw guys are about another thing. But that was what was happening when Naaman had leprosy, and he had to go to the wash and water and wash himself. 7 times. If he did that, he could be made whole.
And that was involved with going to the death zone and coming back?
The computer says yes.
Yeah, now the chainsaw guys, we might talk more about them later, but what they actually, there was
maybe
more details to. Right.
Yes, there's more to that. But you don't know that yet. You will. When you do a little bit of living, that'll be more. That was a warning visit.
Warning against me or just everybody?
Warning letting you know. Well, everybody didn't go there, just you.
Right.
You think.
I saw the video. Two people saw the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so then you were saying that I would go around to, when one ascends, do all the Bobs, and there's millions of them, and there's millions of Carolyn, do they merge into one essence? One ascended essence?
Nah, see, that's a timed element thing, so that can't be. So, no, it's not like that. Try again.
Okay, so different Bobs have different realities and are doing different things and will ascend differently, or some of them won't ascend.
Agreed.
Okay.
That's a softest way. Now, that's not complete. You're not through with that, but it's enough for now until you sort of figure it. You'll build and develop the compartments. Remember the mise en place, the placeholder? You got to deal with that.
Okay. Like the Chambord Castle was a placeholder.
Yes, good. That's exactly right.
Look at the names, the Bagats in the first five books.
Yeah.
They are the people's names are code for the biochemistry of what we're doing with Carolyn. What's unfolding.
Okay. Very simplistically put, but yeah.
Yes, now they had it. They did it. There's the formulas that Carolyn's learning from you. They already have it in the Bible in code, correct?
Yes, of course. Nothing new.
So the names of the people that stand for the chemistry, they could be anybody's names, or are those names significant in some way?
Those names are significant in a general way.
They're like the people who, it's honoring them. They were part of the knowledge of it, unfolding the knowledge or presenting it. Is that the way to say it?
A little glib, but yeah.
Or are they names for another level of, quote, evolution or unfolding of creation that's not in the world of biochemistry?
Maybe, because what we said was not in the world of biochemistry. Biochemistry mocks us. We don't mock biochemistry, Bob.
Yes, and mocks means a poor simulation.
Okay.
Right, and what did you say? Is the Bible what you said, or what you're saying to us that we're recording?
We'll have to see, Bob.
Yeah, so you're saying that's significant.
See,
you're saying we say.
Yeah, it's becoming. It's becoming.
Right, what you are saying is becoming. All right.
Yes.
Now you say there are no more cycles. Cycles are ending. Do the degrees of freedom end, the 14 degrees of freedom?
No.
As a measurement. They don't end.
No.
Do the 6 degrees of separation end?
No, they don't end.
Okay. Are they part of the natural flow of contrast?
Contrast won't last.
Ah, okay. That's diminishing. All right.
Uh-huh.
That's like what I got from the Evergreens. All technologies before Coldplay, we called it co-fusion back then, we're friction-based. We're moving out of a friction-based
exactly
to a frictionless.
Right. That's right.
All right.
That's exactly
okay.
Right. But you knew that already.
Well, the Evergreen said it. They get credit for saying it. First, wherever I heard it, they were the first to say it, so they get credit for those words.
So you have it recorded?
Correct?
Do you have it recorded?
Yes. Yeah. We were talking to McLuhan. And then supposedly McLuhan made this statement. It was just after the Coldplay March 89 had been announced, Cold Fusion. So they spelled it was like the Evergreens Manifesto, but they kind of said this is what McLuhan would say. And that is definitely recorded, unless I lost that tape, but I should have it because I've got most of them. So, and I used that
Good
to make my
you.
Manifesto. Yeah, I use that to make my manifesto. You think it's sort of valid? It's sort of valuable, that part that the Evergreen said?
We'll see.
Put it in the museum?
When you hook it up.
Right.
Hook it up, we'll see. Because none of that's valid until you apply it to something, and then it'll be something. But you got to make it something first, so will. You can.
Yeah, and we'll make something with the Coldplay, and their Cold Fusion talk had nothing to do with Coldplay. Wasn't even accurate.
Right.
So then you have the situation, we talked about the people, the past, present, future, underneath the earth, or underneath the skin of the earth, that are making the crop circles. I think Susanna wanted to know if Admiral Byrd, the famous Admiral Byrd, I think around the time of Roosevelt's death, 1945 or something, he and the secretary of something who died, Forrestal, did they... You know, there's whatever rumors they have about them. They describe entering a paradise up there in the Arctic or the Antarctic. They went into another world and they saw Okay, whatever they saw, were they seeing the hollow, what I'm calling the hollow earth people, or the dimension that's underneath the surface of our earth? Is that what birds saw and experienced?
It is. It is, but more importantly, it's what caused VJ Day.
It stopped, that's the Hiroshima, August 6th, 1945.
No,
that's
15.
Oh, when the emperor gave up. And they signed
BJ,
the peace.
BJ Day.
Right, BJ. So how did Bird trigger that? How did they get connected?
Oh, the plateau connected.
A state, the vibration that ending the nuclear, the World War II, the vibration frequency that moves into when you're...
No, Mount Sibley, Bob. Come on, you know this.
I don't know about Mount Sibley. What's that?
That's what he found. They're connected.
Is that an actual known mountain on the maps already?
It's in Antarctica.
Okay, and that
connects to... S-I-D-L-E-Y. Sidley.
All right, let's see. Yeah, highest dormant volcano in Antarctica. So did he climb to the top of it and then broke through some veil and saw a paradise?
Nope.
Mr.
He hooked it up. He hooked it up to Halifax in Nova Scotia and Pensacola, Florida, all the way to VJ Day.
What does it mean to hook it up? They do some magic?
Pattern recognition from the underground. You're trying to hook this up to the underworld.
Yeah.
Well, this is that connection. If you connect that, that's what happens.
So he noticed the underworld? Well, he went into the paradise, but was that the underworld?
Yeah.
So did he walk around and explore it? Map it up? Map it out?
Yeah. Helen did better at it. She actually learned how to do it.
Is she an assistant? Who's Helen?
No, Helen Bird Stabler, his daughter.
His daughter. Did she do it? Was she with him in 1945 when this happened?
No, but she got the trick. It was all found in Beacon Hill, Bob.
And that's in New York State? Where's Beacon Hill?
It's a little neighborhood. 9 Bremer Street.
Yeah, but what state is it? Near Washington, D.C.?
New York.
Okay.
New York.
So she, the bird daughter, went into parallel worlds, went into Hollow Earth there, into the underworld?
Yes. And they got some information. He, Bird, actually helped Edsel Ford figure out what Henry Ford messed up.
All right. Now, he did it by going into the underworld?
Yes. And he assisted Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah, so Roosevelt dies in April 45. So when did Bird, we'll look up when Bird's dates are. When do they say he went?
He died in 57.
Right, Admiral Bird. And way back in 1928, he began his first expedition to the Antarctic. Yeah, he died in 57, very close to Wyndham Lewis's death day. He went to both poles. Mount Sidley in 34. Okay, so he only went there a few times, but he did a lot of work, or did he get some magic parallel world talents and was able
to explore? Once he went, he didn't have to go. Do you understand that? Well, listen,
he was
now.
Able to go.
Listen.
Yeah,
listen. Once he went, he didn't have to go. Good. Because once you get unbound from the polar axis, now Scott will have a cow over some of this shit because it proves some of his bullshit, shit. Anyway, give a dog a bone stuff. But anyway, there is a point that makes it line, it realigns it.
Well, what realigns what?
Your connection.
Like, why would you go from the Naval Air Station in Halifax to Pensacola, Florida, to VJ Bay?
Ah, you're bringing in time as well as space there. Right?
See?
Right?
It connects
okay,
the dots.
So what year, if there was a year, did he do that?
1934? 1918.
Was he even born? I think he was born by that.
1918,
so he,
of course he was.
Yeah, so in 1928, he goes to Antarctica. Where did he go in 1918?
Oh, that was Pensacola, Florida, the Naval Aviation School.
So did he have some parallel worlding experiences or something that got him on the path?
Triggered lined him up. USS Mayflower, Bob.
Did he line up with Halifax because I was going to be there?
No, it was a connected dot thing. You got to give some. Nah. You got to give them a way out. You have to give them a way out.
Right. So he mapped. He didn't have to go back, and he mapped, and he continued doing his work. Are there records of what he did that nobody has seen?
No. So you got this all wrong. Just stop a minute. He did all what he did. He didn't know shit. He just did what he did. He got blamed for stuff. He did stuff, bad stuff, good stuff, all that stuff. Makes no difference. Now, what happens now is once he gets to the presidential yacht, the USS Mayflower, once he gets there, then he connects all the dots and he gets it all back. He can go back and clean up his problems.
Oh, he starts to, as they say, you know, go into time travel or timelines and past, present,
well,
future relationships.
Well, he changes them. He changed them like the USS Wyoming.
Well, basically, he was a parallel worlder. He had these abilities.
I don't even know what that means. If you are too, then everybody is, if that's true.
You say
you
everybody
go back
is.
And clean things. You go back and clean things up. That's what you're doing. You're rewriting history. You're going to go back and rewrite it at the goddamn coach house. You had the keys, the sun, moon, and the stars, and it was sitting on your shoulders, and were it not for you, there'd be no coach house. And if you didn't have a little gizgasm, Marshall McLuhan would have never been fucking born. So that's okay.
Right.
We don't mind.
Oh, you mean I was the one. Oh, yeah, his mother was from Nova Scotia. So I had a little do with his mother. I created
Operation Deep Freeze.
I fathered McLuhan. Mm-hmm. Okay. I must have known something back there, because in the 70s I'd walk around with Rick Rofe, and he'd introduce me as the real son of Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, the real son.
So
that's right.
We were metaphorically close. I was the real father of Marshall McLuhan. But we're talking about, so Bird developed non-physical talents. He woke up to what he could do.
Well, it's not what he can do, it's what was done. It's what was done. It's not what he could do, it's what was done. Once he realized it, then he goes, oh, shit, okay, I've got a lot of things I regret. Let's go back to get my list of regrets. Let me clean up all my case. There's no time. There's no, I'm
yes,
going to say it one more time.
I get it.
There's no
I
time.
Get it.
That means
yeah.
You can make it as you go. That's how you're able to come back. It's like, boy, if you had the money you have now back then, what the fuck could you do? Boy, if you only knew then what you know now, you'd
who
really
am I saying
have
that to. Who am I saying that to?
Anybody that'll goddamn listen.
Okay, listen to this.
So that's the rub.
Yeah.
That's the rub part. Good.
Yeah, and did Bird transition?
I'll let you know. Not yet. He may.
Yes. He's part of what we're doing. Well, everybody is who are doing things and connecting and correcting. They're all working for Ofer now, it seems. Okay. As you said, whatever I say, you will make happen. Right?
Well, go to Dartmouth College and find out. That's where you'll find out.
Dartmouth College in Massachusetts or someplace. Yes, I heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a right-wing guy
D'Souza comes out of there, but there's other people. There's a faction in Dartmouth against the Deep Swamp at Dartmouth College.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, right. Okay. Important point that you seem to imply. The battle at the time of the Medicis and the Florence coins and Francis
Medicis
first
were Medicis. The bank, the Medicis that made the florins from Florence.
Yeah.
They created the money. They were the bank. So they held all the notes. Okay, so that's
yeah,
how there's
that last
where
week.
That money came from.
Oh, was there?
People have to wear masks when they have sex now. You know that, don't you? Biden says.
Do they? Wow.
Yeah.
Who says that? Is that a rule?
Biden, your next president.
Oh,
you
Biden.
Know him. Yeah.
Is it true that masks help people a little bit from not getting the virus?
No, but if you're fucking an ugly person, it helps because you don't have to look at them right in the face.
Right. Okay, so people are back to having sex now, right? They're not controlled by the fear. So
they
much.
Never. Well, I don't know. You say everybody's become an autosexual. Nobody's really doing anything. They're just eating, just laid around, laid up, eating, and becoming morbid. Bless you. Bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Becoming
so,
morbidly obese and not eating and not doing anything.
Do you see, you brought up another point. Do you see Trump losing the election?
No, he's got it hands down.
For reasons that nobody will understand, and that's why there'll be a lot of noise after, correct?
Well, there'll be always noise. Hell, they're already litigating the election, and it hasn't happened yet. He can't dry on the damn ballots, and they're already not counting them.
Wait, is Trump going to win over the mail ballots issue, or is that going to be thrown in and thrown out, but the tech body will bypass whatever's tabulated?
It makes no difference. It makes no difference. We have enough supposition to win either way right now. Makes no difference. It's going to be Nasty Pelosi. No, it's not. It's going to be Jared Kushner. No, it's not. It's going to be Melania Trump. No, it's going to be Carolyn. No, it's gonna, it ain't going to matter. There's so many ways for it to fuck up now, the ink's going to be wrong. You use Trump ink ballots are non-qualified to count. No, no Trump ink. And he's handing out them magic markers. If you take a magic marker and sign your ballot, it's out. No Trump ink. No Trump ink in this ballot. And then it's going to be worse than the Gore Bush debacle.
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
and see,
right.
So if Trump wins, he's going to say, congratulations, I won. And ever the rest of them are going to go blow their brains out. The ones that don't die are going to the courts. He's a cheat. He printed them ballots. He said he defunded the police. He defended the police and he took away the post office. So my ballot's in the post office. I can't get my mail counted. The post office, he took away the money because Nancy Pelosi tried to get $1 trillion to give the post pistol office so that we can get a ballot counted of the million ballots and pay for the stamps so we can get a stamp. Bob won't give money for stamps for the mail-in ballots. We can't do this. It ain't fair. And then, so if he wins, then it becomes a war, okay? If he doesn't win, he's going to say, well, I told you it was a fake. I told you it was set up. They set it up. They printed millions of ballots. They had the thing set up. The thing was logged up. They had baskets full of millions of ballots already filled out, sitting in the post office. Mail can't run, so they saved it for just like this. They can't even count that high. That's how many votes they cheated by. You kind of go, huh? Wait a minute, what? And so that's how that works. So either way it goes, he won.
Okay, so
that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good wrap up of the people like to hear about Trump.
See, all you gotta do is put the position that there's a problem. Condition position. Makes no difference what you want to say, because it could change. Let's just say we have a earthquake and it blows up all the ballot boxes. All the ballot boxes in the world blows up on that day. And they says, oh, if we only had mail-in ballots, we could trace the mail-in ballots. But we can't trace these. It's just crazy. Now, they can vote during World War II. they can vote through the and when they had the swine flu in 1918, they voted every single time. But now all of a sudden, oh no, we got to mail it in. We got to mail it in, and we can't get an absentee ballot where we have to call somebody and send this one. Oh no, 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 we can't do it like that. Where it'd be checked and rechecked. No, it's got to be just blanket mail. It's got to be tech body. No, my favorite kind of mail. No attention required. It'll be a postage paid return slip already filled out for Joe Biden and fuck up some commas. Fuck up some commas and Joe Biden. It'd be good. And we hope he lives. And we hope he lives to see if he can hold up for the. He's already doing his presidential briefing meetings. So he's already telling them that he's demanding all governors put in a 33-month, you got to wear a mask under penalty of death.
Who's doing that? Biden's meeting with Biden.
He did it today in his debriefing press release, told everybody that he wants all governors to put in a 3-month thing right now that you got to wear during sex, in your house by yourself, in the bathroom, in the bathtub, you got to wear your mask. It's gonna save. Wait. Here you go. If you do it, it's gonna save 60 billion lives. We're like, ooh, this is grand. You can save 60 billion lives, boy. My God, you're tearing them up now, Big Daddy Joe. You got it going on. I saved 60 billion lives today, Carolyn. It was pretty good.
So the governors, he's doing this to the governors by on phone.
No. He did it on the TV on his live press release. Come on, I want to fuck you. Come on, I want to fuck you.
Right. Yeah, the governors like calling each other saying, what the hell?
No.
That
governors ain't said. Dang, governors ain't saying shit. They're laughing their ass off because they're like, really? You're going to come in and tell. Now you're not even president. You're just running. You can't make a sentence. And he gets up there babbling. And now he's looking all presidential and astute and put together. Because when he can't make a sentence, he says, my time's up. If you want to talk to him, tell him when you get up there, remind him who you are. I don't know. I don't even know where I am. Where's my mask? And my sister, I've been sleeping with my sister lately, and I don't understand why. I can't tell her from my wife. Why, my wife's a doctor, but I really like sleeping with my sister. I don't know. They're both real pleasurable, but I can't remember which one, Jill, which one do I like to sleep with, you or my sister? I can't tell you apart, but if I did, I'd really probably prefer my sister.
Okay, I'm reclaiming my time.
Reclaim your time.
Reclaim my time.
It's going to be a long Friday, Bob. You're 3.5 hours.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I know I'm not. It's just under 3 hours. We're going good. Is Alexandria Cortez going to be reelected?
Who?
Alexandria Cortez Corsica.
She already has been.
Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. She already has been. She had her election.
Okay.
The squad is intact, Bob. That's the best thing you ever created. Boy, you talk about zeitgeist, countergeist, out of guys.
Will all the squad be reelected?
They're in. They're in. Every one of them. They're in. They won.
Okay. Adam Schiff, be reelected?
No, he's not up for election this time.
Oh, okay. Maxine Waters, is she up for election?
She's got some bumps coming, and some of them aren't going to make it, but then some will. Most of them are in really, really deep, deep Democrat alleys, so they have a little leeway. Like Sheila Jackson Lee down in Houston, she's going to be reelected just because in Houston, see, that's where everybody went to within the mess, so she got that.
Yeah,
Houston.
But you're saying some of the deep Democrats will be reelected.
Yeah, some will. Because they got to have something to play with, because if all the Republicans won, then it's going to come back. Who are you going to blame? Trump will say, well, I had the House and I had the Senate and I had the presidency and I didn't do a goddamn thing. Boy, isn't that great? We really got it going on. He got nobody to blame.
Okay, now you're using up time. Hold it. So you're still saying Trump gets 48, 49 states.
Give or take, yep.
Yeah, and he also gets the House and the Senate.
Well, yeah, he gets the House, but now what's happened is he's got some problems. Some of his Republican senators is about to jump ship, and he's so brilliant, he gets up and says, okay, senators, you Republican dogs, if you don't start following me, you're not going to be reelected. He says, because I'm going to put somebody to replace you, which all that does is give it to the Democrats. So he may end up with the House and lose the Senate. So it might be
but
fun.
That,
yeah, Bob.
Well, that won't matter. Trump will still be in power and get what he does.
Yeah.
Get what he wants done.
Hey, he's sending the money out. He's sending the money you approved out. They wouldn't even approve what you said you'd pay. He did an executive orders. He's not giving no
right.
money for them. You're not paying no money to the pistol office. You're not doing that shit.
Okay, so no. The final topic is at the time of Leonardo da Vinci, the Medicis, Francis the First,
Bloomingdale's, and R.H. Macy.
Yeah.
Don't forget R.H. Macy.
They were all happening. Okay, was there a split between Galileo and Nostradamus?
Yes. That's well recorded and documented everywhere, Bob.
Okay, so Galileo leads into regular empirical science, the Newtonian stuff.
Not quite. Almost, they would present it that way, but not really, because the Newtonian stuff is diametrically against what Galileo came up with. It's different.
So Galileo understood the Nostradamus world, and he accepted accepted the role, the Vatican, and whoever these anti-Nostradamus people were. He accepted that role and image they gave
Maybe.
To him, Galileo.
Maybe.
Right? Maybe.
Maybe.
And Nostradamus leads to the Madame Blavatsky world, right? That's the split.
Yes. Agreed.
I think a famous split was Pasteur versus Bechamp. Is Bechamp aligned with the Nostradamus?
Beauchamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he aligned with the Nostradamus stream and Pasteur with the Galileo stream?
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget the one Karen doesn't like. We call it Marie Callender, but it's really Marie Antoinette.
Right.
The one
Karen
that's the one
like
that makes
Marie
the frozen
Antoinette?
Food. No. No, 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 no. Madame Curie, Bob. We're making a pun on Marie Callender, the one who makes frozen dinners.
Yeah, did Carol like Madame Curie?
No, she didn't like her. She was a fake.
Okay. And so Carol
made antibiotics. She made antibiotics, Bob. You think she would support somebody who made antibiotics, Bob? Not so much.
So, Carol, we brought up Madame Curie through the years. So, Carol's correcting Madame Curie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completing her, maybe.
Completing her, right. So, Galileo, actually, we should rename the Galileo stream the Newton stream, because that's what it became. Newton took over.
What's the little cartoon with the little bitty kid? And Sir Isaac Newton, the little Newton boy. It's a stupid cartoon. We'll get it for you.
Oh, with the apple?
Apple, no.
Is this Newton with as a kid? I don't know what the cartoon is.
Yeah, no, you won't know. We'll have to find it.
Okay.
We'll get it.
All right. We can develop more into the Newton versus Nostradamus.
Yes.
I straddle both streams, right?
Ooh, you straddle. Are you bragging or complaining?
I'm bragging.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, we like bragging.
Yeah, I'll pickpocket anybody.
There you go. Now you're just showing off now if you're going into the pickpocket world. How's that going? Did you get your links? Did you get your granny Pornhub links from the Goober Snatcher?
They were great.
Yes, I did. But wait a minute. What? There's a picture in the Book of the Subgenius of me pickpocketing both the left and the right. You know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the gap. And you mentioned the gap earlier on Carolyn's session. Very important, the gap.
Yes, that's exactly right. Excellent.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Wonderful session.
You're welcome very much. It's a happy day here in Dobbstown, USA.
Yep. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Yep.